took some notes today as the word was being downloaded here. The whole creation groans. When you hear a baby cry, it's because the whole creation's crying. Sons of God appear. That was my note. So, the earnest expectation of the creature. You can read this in Romans 8. What it comes down to is, once you get saved, you have the seed of the word, right? And so your inner man groans with words you can't even speak to take on your new body, because your flesh body is nothing but dead skin, dead hair, dead fingernails. It's going back to the grave. Because it came from the dirt, it's going back to dirt. The spirit man in you is groaning for its new body. And so whole creation has to follow you, because what's happening in you is happening out in the universe. You're groaning for your new body, and the earth and the creation is groaning for the new heaven and new earth, right? Birth pains. So just like a woman has birth pains and that baby's coming out, the earth is in birthing pains. The nations are in birthing pains. The new age, there's a shift going on. And they can fight all they want, but there's a shift. And the birthing pains you can actually see that are here. Pushing out the baby. 666 is man's number. Man is the number 6 is the letter F. Man wants to be his own God. So man wants to be a Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Mankind wants to replace the energy of the flesh, 666, which is the cube. They want to replace that in place of God. Because number 7 is it is finished. G, Golgotha. 666 is man's number. That's why it's F-U and F-this and F-that. Because the letter F is 6. The letter 7 is G, Golgotha, it is finished. Then the letter 7 is complete. 7 days in a week, you know. 7 dispensations. We're getting ready to leave the church age. And then we're going to have tribulation for 7 years. And that's going to be complete. And then we're going to have 1,000-year reign of Christ. And he's going to rule with a rod of iron, but we're going to have peace. And if a nation doesn't give him the glory, it won't rain. It won't rain on their territory, on their nation. The word nation means birthing. So rain sounds like rain. So if they won't let Jesus reign in their heart and give honor to him in their nation, then it won't rain. If they're not, think about it. If they're not putting Jesus as giving him the honor and the glory, then it's not as, and they won't let Jesus reign in their heart, then it's not going to rain in their land, and they're gonna lose some crop and all until they give him the honor, you know. So the AI program is nothing more than machine. Man's creating an image of himself, but he can only do it at a lower level, a base. So the AI program is going to be tied into the brain, tied into, so there's, I've noticed with the machines now, some of the machines seem to be self-aware. Some washers, some dryers, an elevator, stuff seems to, it's almost like a worm moving around trying to figure out what it is, you know. It seems to, some of these machines now seem to be self-aware at the level of a worm. Own God. They want to be their own God. They're trying to make a perfect system. Just like the movie Tron. So the creator of the Tron, he created this system and went down into it. Just like Jesus created this system and went down into it. And so the Antichrist wanted a perfect system, a works-based system. He said it's, but the heart of man can't make it perfect in his own power, in his own strength. Yeah, but you told me to make it perfect. You told me to do it. If you watch Tron, number 2, it's very clear. The guy who's an image of him down in the DVD game tried to make a perfect system, and he turned against the Creator. And so the created being thought he could do better than the Creator. And so the Creator had a son in the real world, and he had a son in the digital world, which is an anti of himself. And so what happened was, at the very end, he let his son go back up with one of the prophets down there, back to 3D. Maybe they could make a change up here because of what they learned down there. And anyway, the Creator, because he created, he could, the code was in him, he could destroy it, you know. But the Antichrist typology, the guy who's the AI, the Antichrist AI program, the flesh mind, wants to make a perfect system by a works-based system. That's why you see all the corporations working hard and want you to work hard. And 666 Q flesh mind trying to be perfect. Tron. I'm reading my notes. Age of the Ultron and Tron. So you see the AI program said man is going to destroy himself, and the Avengers said that's fine. If he does, he does. But maybe he won't. And so the AI program says, if man's going to destroy himself, we'll just destroy him anyway. So then you look around you. So you're actually in the Bible. The only way we can even communicate is holographic. We think holographically. That's another topic. But the only reason you can communicate is because you're in a hologram. Let's say you get rid of words and you just use hand language. You can use sign language, body language, whatever, and you know what somebody's thinking. How is it even possible? Because you're a fractal piece of the other person. It's a fractal hologram. And you think that way, you just don't know it yet. But once you see it, it's like, oh, everything makes sense. When you're thinking in piecemeal, it's partiality, red versus blue. But when you think holographically, you get out of the division into oneness, you know. And you see past all the games. It's all games. It's all distractions. It's all drama. It's all draconian. It's all to keep you fighting amongst yourself. When the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities, powers, rulers of darkness. These rulers of darkness, the magician priest class, against the saints. Now the saints have the power, and they know that. But so what the only thing they can do is get you to believe a lie. If you believe the lie, you lose your, you step out of your power position. But if you stand on the truth, you stay free. Think about what I'm saying. The whole system, let me look at my notes again. The whole earth groans. So the whole system in your body, in your soul, in your spirit, in the earth, is a birth. Nations are birthing. It's all about birthing until Christ be formed in you. It's a birthing process, and you need the red versus blue. You need the legalism. You need that to push out the baby to where you rise above the legalism. You rise above the red versus blue. You become a new creature, and nobody's your enemy. But the spiritual warfare with the fallen angels is the enemy. The lies of the devil, that's the enemy. If you don't believe a lie, you will be attacked, because most people believe a lie. If every lie that they throw at you, every Jezebel, every Delilah, every narcissist, every legalist, every witch, every Wiccan, if you don't believe their lies, they want to kill you, because they know you see through them, that they're all fake reality agents of Satan. That's what's happening.